This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. The 2021 IFA Virtual Convention is off to a great start. The IFA announced the election of 5 franchise business professionals to join its board of directors. The new IFA directors are Carolyn Thurston, CEO and founder of Wisdom Senior Care; Amma Romaine, General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer at G6 Hospitality; Daniel Halpern, CEO, Jackmont Hospitality; Dennis Maple, President and CEO of Goddard Systems, Inc., and Jeff Sopp, CEO and founder of Kensington Hill Partners. Also at the IFA, this year's Crystal Compass was given by the Women's Franchise Committee. It recognizes those who have made a significant contribution through leadership within their franchise organization, the franchise community, or the community in which they live. The 2021 Crystal Compass Award recipient is Clarissa Bradstock, CEO of AnyLabTestNow Franchising, Inc. Clarissa has been with AnyLabTestNow since the franchise's inception, first serving as COO before being appointed to CEO in 2014. Congratulations, Clarissa. Rheology Holdings Corp. announced the centralization of lead generation programs under Rheology Leads Group, delivering leads to its affiliated agents. The program unites Rheology's many lead generation programs across its franchise and owned brokerages, including Coldwell Banker, Century 21, ERA, Sotheby's, and more. The network is comprised of more than 5,800 franchise and owned brokerage offices and approximately 189,000 independent sales agents in the U.S. Rheology CEO Ryan Schneider said, "By bringing together our many lead generation efforts within one aligned team, we believe Rheology can create even more opportunities for our affiliated agents, brokers, partners, and customers." WellBiz Brands, Inc., operators of Amazing Lash Studio, Elements Massage, and Fitness Together, announced it has acquired the franchisor rights for Dry Bar Shops. WellBiz Brands CEO Jeremy Morgan said, "Dry Bar is truly a category creator with remarkable customer loyalty. I'm excited to support the brand's trajectory by leveraging our experience in franchising and personal care services." Zaxby's has been selected by Forbes as one of America's best large employers for 2021. Zaxby's ranks 111th overall, but reigns supreme in the restaurants category when compared to its chicken competitors. Zach McElroy, founder and CEO, said, "It's a testament to what our employees and franchisees have helped us accomplish over the last 30 years and positions us well for national expansion." Also, Zaxby's is celebrating Random Acts of Kindness Day today with an initiative you can follow on TikTok at hashtag ZaxOfKindness. CMO Joel Bolger said, "We're trying to help spread some love at a time when folks are hungry for kindness and connection." And how about an IOU for pancakes? Yesterday was National Pancake Day, when IHOP customers are normally treated to a free short stack of pancakes. The event is also used to raise funds for charity partners Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, Shriners Hospitals for Children, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. However, with many states still having restricted dining, IHOP President Jay Johns said, "We recognize that it's not possible to gather millions of our closest family and friends at our restaurant on a single day this year. As a result, we decided to flip National Pancake Day on its head and give our guests an entire month to redeem their free short stack with an IOU, while also continuing to put purpose behind our pancakes by giving back to those most in need, our charity partners." Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purpose or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Taco John's has named Richard Bundy as Chief Financial Officer. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers announced the addition of Julie Davis as Director of Franchise Development. GNC announced that Josh Burris will assume the role of CEO and Cam Lawrence will assume the role of CFO. UFC Gym announced the promotion of Adam Sedlak to the role of CEO. Clean Juice promoted Dave Cuff to Chief Development Officer. Dave will also serve as CDO for Clean Juice's sister franchise brand, Free Coat Nails. And Kenny Reinbold is now the Digital Branding Manager at Express Employment Professionals. Also at Express, Michael Smith is now Director of Business Intelligence. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person, this time at the Dulles Expo Center just outside of Washington, D.C., March 6th and 7th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, contact Michael Hyam at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And I will be there live podcasting from the exhibit hall, talking to great franchisors from brands like Office Pride, Celebrity School, and my favorite pizza franchise, Rosati's. Please join me there. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Friday on Social Geek, we're flipping the script, and Amanda Dempsey of Kent Franchise Law will be questioning me. I might be in trouble. Don't miss it.